Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And folks, today you are more connected than ever. Whether it's your friends, your family, your life, your mother-in-law, Renaissance understands how you bank and how you are connected, and they offer the mobile banking services you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the Southeast ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. So I want to welcome two guests, Larry Cole. Larry is with Online Technology Associates, and Gerald Potts. Gerald is with Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers. Let's start with Larry, though. Larry Cole, he's with Online Technology Associates, better known as OTA. Larry, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about OTA, Online Technology Associates. That's a big term. What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, we are business telecom brokers. And what that means is we provide dedicated services, internet access, data circuits, and phone systems for businesses of all types and sizes, actually all over the country. Because we're brokers, we can operate anywhere. And we've got business customers in about 30 states right now.
Wow. Big firm, big operation. So this may seem obvious to some, but I'm going to ask, I always ask the obvious question. That's what I'm famous for, asking dumb questions. So what is broadband? Get into that if you would.
Broadband is a term that is used pretty much interchangeably with internet, but it's used incorrectly that way. What broadband is shared service. So your cable services, UVerse, things like that, are broadband, which means you're sharing that circuit with other people, sort of like a party line on a phone.
Uh-oh, I've got to watch what I say now, right?
You really do, because the security on a broadband circuit is minimal because it's being shared. It's not all about speed. People talk about circuits in terms of speed, and that's just one factor that we consider on a circuit. When we analyze a circuit, we have 19 criteria we use, and speed is just one of them.
Mm. So why is it important that I know that what broadband is?
Because if you have critical data that you're moving back and forth, people's personal information, financial data, medical records, things about a lawsuit, official documents of any sort, you want them secure. And when you put, you can take all the security measures that you want in your premises, but if you put them out over a shared circuit, it's pretty much public. Mm. It can be hacked into. They can be compromised. And in today's litigious society, it's very important because if, there's a story that it wasn't our customer, but it was somebody that I know. They're a doctor. And they were using a broadband circuit. One of their very wealthy clients got his identity stolen, and it cost him a lot of money. So he hired some attorneys to go find out who could be held responsible. When they discovered that his doctor was using a broadband circuit, they didn't know that that was where the breach took place, but they did know the doctor was being negligent with their information, and they sued him. And his insurance did settle with them.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So now here's another little issue, hosted or cloud-based phone services. So that's also when people get a little nervous about putting data out there, right?
Right. So the business model going back to the mid 20th century was you have the box on the wall, all the calls come into the box and distribute them to the phones on the desks. And that's worked very well for a long time, but we can do a lot better now. Today's phone systems, the box on the wall is moved to a data center, and instead of a $2,000 or $3,000 box, it's a $500,000 machine that is extremely robust, has a lot of features, and it has a staff 24/7, 365 to take care of it. They're sharing that with other customers, but they have what is called a sleeve of their own in that server that is just for them. So their information is secure, their calls are secure, and the data centers operate with at least three sources of power and five sources of bandwidth. So if that data center goes down, something serious happened. Might want to look at the window for mushroom clouds or something.
Ah. We're speaking with Larry Cole, and Larry is with OTA, Online Technology Associates. Larry, what all this brings up for me is the fact that security is a big deal. I mean, that's really, I mean, you're a broker, so you're selling other folks' services, but that's really what you help people with, is not just the service. It's the security surrounding that service.
Right. Now, I get asked a lot of times, why do I care about security in my phone system? What are they really going to do? Hmm. Well, today's phone systems operate over IP circuits, the same thing that your computers operate on, the same circuits in the same way. So they're also on your data network in your office. So if somebody breaches your phone system, they're in your system. They can get into your computers and everything else that you have, your servers as well. So it's extremely important. There are things they can actually do with the phone system. They can hijack long-distance calls. They can do a lot of things like that. But the biggest factor is that phone system is an easy access into your network. So it has to be secure. It has to be on a secure circuit, or everything else you've done doesn't matter.
Sure. Makes sense. Now, Here's a little issue that I think folks have a lot of problems with, and that's their telecom bill. Number one, all the little gotcha fees, or at least that's what it seems like, right? And then how hard it is to read.
Well, some of the phone bills for our customers go into hundreds of pages every month. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how little information is actually on that bill.
In spite of the fact how long they are. Huh?
Exactly. And what is there is pretty much unintelligible. So when it gets to taxes and fees, we classify them three ways. There are taxes and fees that are mandated by the government, and those have to be charged. They're regulated, they're mandated, and that money goes to the government. There are taxes and fees that are allowed but not mandated. And the third category is the one that we really look out for. They're just made up. If we've run across bills that had an unfamiliar acronym and a charge by it, and we researched it, and it doesn't exist in the telecom world, and it's not a regulated thing. It's something the phone company just put on there and said, we're just going to charge you this fee. Now, it's usually not a huge fee, so people say, well, it's taxes and fees, so I have to pay it, right? Well, what we do is we have software that we feed our bills into, our customers' bills, and it identifies what is correct and what is not, and then we challenge those. In almost every instance, when we challenge one of those bogus fees, they take it right off. Hmm. But they know that 90% of their customers aren't going to challenge it or even notice it, so they get to get that money for free.
I'm shocked to hear that this is going on. I just can't believe that this is going on, he says, tongue firmly in cheek.
Right.
But that's really part of the value, seriously. That's part of the value that you provide, right, is being able to look over your client's shoulder and help them out with the bills they're paying every month.
We analyze the bills. We monitor the circuits. And probably the most valuable thing that we do for our customers is that they never have to talk to their phone company again. When they have an issue, a question about the bill, training, features, want to make a move at or a change, anything, we do it for them, and we can do it much more efficiently than they can. In most of the larger carriers, we have access to their portals where we can go in without calling the 800 number, sitting on hold for 20 minutes or 2 hours, whatever it can be, and winding up in somebody's voicemail box. We go in there and create our own tickets. We make sure that they say exactly what needs to be said, and then we follow up on them and make sure they get worked.
Another element of value provided by Larry Cole at Online Technology Associates. Okay, Larry, that's all this sounds great, but why shouldn't I just go to the carriers directly? Why do I need a middleman?
Well, you can go to them directly. You will get the same price, and you will also get somebody who's only job is to get your name on a contract. And once that happens, you'll never talk to them again because that's not their job. Their job was to get your name on the contract.
Right.
So what they give you is an 800 number to call, and we've all been through that. And it's not real service. With us, you get real service.
So the your fee gets paid out of what the telecom company receives, and therefore I don't pay any extra.
That's right. Every telecom service has a built-in commission. And if you call the 800 number and order it, or you deal with a direct agent that comes through your office park, or you use us, it costs the same. And that commission is paid either to their internal sales department, their external agent, or to us. So to the carrier, it really makes no difference. They're going to pay that commission. It's a part of the price, and they're going to pay it.
Sure.
The difference is that we provide something for that fee. They really don't.
Cool. So all this sounds great. I'm ready to sign up, but I've checked my contract and I've still got 2 or 3 years left. Are you going to get me out of it?
Well, I wish I could say yes, but what we can do is we can manage that contract. Hmm. Telecom contracts are predatory, to say the least. They're very aggressive, they're one-sided, and they're predatory, meaning that there's all kind of things you can do to renew that contract. I talk to people all the time that say, well, I signed a 3-year contract 3 years ago, so I'm out of contract, right? Not necessarily. You might have called them to make a change that might have renewed that contract without you realizing it.
Oh, boy.
So that we manage that part of it for the customer. We don't have any magic bullets that can get them out of a contract.
Sure.
And we don't recommend they violate the contract, but we can carefully watch the expiration dates. And most of them have an evil feature in there called auto-renew. And that means if you don't follow a specific procedure and notify them a certain way and certain time, that contract will renew automatically. And you're stuck. That 3-year contract becomes a 4, 5, or 6-year contract without you even knowing it.
Lovely. Folks, a good reason to give Larry Cole a call at OTA. Now, one issue that I think a lot of folks wonder about is having all their services with one carrier. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it depends on the size of the customer and their needs and how critical their communications are. I mean, everybody will tell you their communications are critical, but some of them are more critical than others. So if you have a company that says, look, we can't be down, we can't lose our voice, we can't lose our internet connection, we can't lose our data connections to our servers that it may be remotely. So in that case, we usually, or almost always, recommend they use more than one carrier because every carrier has outages, problems, fiber cuts, things like that happen. And if you have one carrier for all of your services, one problem with that carrier can take down everything. If you have redundant services with multiple carriers, we can move functions back and forth between circuits that are remaining up in the case of an outage and prevent outages.
Now that makes sense. That makes sense. So, wow, I'm impressed with what I'm hearing, and I'm curious if you've got a success story or two you'd like to share, folks you've worked with.
I've got some horror stories that we've helped customers through. And
I bet you do.
One in particular was somebody who wanted to do all this himself. He wasn't our customer at the time, and he had a contract with one of the bigger carriers, and he was moving his phone service away from them, but he did it in bits and pieces. And what he did not realize was that by porting out some of his phone numbers and not handling it the right way, he was creating a new contract. He did that 9 times. He wound up not with one contract, but 9 of them.
Oh, my.
And when he did finally move all of his services, they came after him for well over $100,000 in early termination fees on a service that was only about $800 a month. And he couldn't believe that was right. He said, it's got to be a mistake. Well, it was his mistake by doing it that way.
Sure.
We stepped in and negotiated with the carrier, and we actually they were steadfast about standing by it. But what we did was we had another opportunity for them. We said, look, if you'll let this guy out of all this, we got another opportunity for you that's even bigger. And they did.
Wow. So you bribed them.
We did.
Yeah. Got it. Well, and that's part of the virtue of the size of your company, I guess, right? I mean, the fact that you deal with a lot of different situations in all these different, you said 30 different states, right?
Well, we could work anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. So Larry Cole with Online Technology Associates. Folks, before you sign that contract, call Larry. Larry, how do they do that?
They can call our office, 770-446-7199, and just hit zero, and they'll talk to somebody. They can access us on the internet through a contact page at OTA1.com. That's the digit one. And they can send me an email personally if they would like at lcole@OTA1.com.
Great. Larry Cole with Online Technology Associates. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, whatever back office issue you've got like that, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. Now let's speed on over to Gerald Potts. Sorry, Gerald. I couldn't help myself.
Good one.
Gerald Potts with Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers. Gerald, welcome.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about you and Myriad Motorsports.
Yeah, Myriad Motorsports is a we're a licensed car dealer in the state of Georgia, and we buy at auctions, that being off-lease primarily, 2015 and newer. We will take older on request. But cars come in, and I'm really particular in what I buy. And definitely, for lack of a better term, I cherry pick. And I ship cars all over the United States. I've sent cars to Taiwan, and I've sent cars to Dubai.
So when I think of car dealers, I think most people are like this. They think of some big box with a lot of cars inside that they go and walk around a lot and look at. So, and you're an individual. How does that work out?
Yeah, I have a warehouse. I operate out of Alpharetta, Georgia, and I am not a big box dealer. I don't have hundreds of cars sitting around collecting inventory, collecting interest, and all the associated fees with it. So that's where the savings are. And my background is such that I can buy at auctions, and I'm confident I know exactly what I'm buying. And I buy in particular for individuals that want to bypass the big box dealership.
Now get into that background, if you would. How did you get in this business, and what motivates you at this point?
Oh, geez, I took out a transmission when I was 14 years old out of a 1955 Chevy. That got me involved. And one thing led to another. I've worked in body shops. I've worked in repair shops. I spent 25 years racing, and I've crashed cars. I've rebuilt cars. And that's pretty much how I got into the car business. I wanted to buy my own instead of paying retail for them.
And since you crashed all those cars, it's better for you to be buying and selling them than driving them around, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that was a bad joke. Sorry. But you've got a lot of experience in buying and selling vehicles too.
That's correct. And it you have to have experience to do that. So when people come to me, they're primarily buying a car sight unseen and are trusting me to do it. And I perform.
So you mentioned the word cherry pick, mm-hmm. that you cherry pick great cars.
Yes.
Tell us how you do that.
When the cars go through the auction, when they come off when they're coming off of lease, they have an inspection report. I go over the inspection reports. I check the background history of the car, and just get a general feel for what I'm buying. Not all cars are in nice shape. The ones that I buy are, And it's worked out well for me over the years.
Now, we're all subject to this question, just like we finished with Larry here. Why should I go work through you, Gerald, as opposed to just do this direct? I mean, I can get those inspections reports myself, right? Why should I pay you?
No, you couldn't. Not from the auction anyway, because the auctions aren't open to the general public.
Ah.
It's only open to licensed dealers. So, and there's 150 plus in the U.S. I buy it pretty much all of them. For the most part, I buy in the Southeast. I will be going to Pennsylvania on August 1st to buy there. That's the biggest auction in the world.
Wow. So, but this is a great way to save money, though, and that's one of the things that you offer. I mean, even though folks are paying you a commission, mm-hmm. net, they're saving money off what they would buy, off what they would pay at the typical big box dealer.
Correct. I'll give you a story. I buy for a large company here in Atlanta. They have managers in every state. And just 2 weeks ago, I bought a 2019 Infiniti Q70 that had 10,000 miles on it. I bought it in Nashville, and I bought it for one of the executives. That car was about $48,000 new, and it wasn't even a year old. His drive-out price with me was $40,200.
Wow.
That's taxes, everything, out the door.
Wow, outstanding.
And it's one that I picked out, and he didn't see it till he came to pay for it and drive it away.
Hmm. So, obviously, you're dealing in exclusively used cars or pre-owned cars, however you want to say that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what's the trade-off between pre-owned and new that people ought to think about?
Well, depreciation, for one. There'll be the depreciation on those cars. Yeah, go as low miles as possible if you can. But just conversely, I've seen high mile cars in really nice shape too.
It all depends on all those factors, condition, and then the price for that.
Correct. Yeah, when I buy cars at the auction, price is determined by mileage and condition.
So it sounds like, based on the story you just told, you're dealing not just with individuals, but with businesses as well.
Yes. Yes, I do. I have several businesses that I buy specifically for, and they don't want to deal with leasing cars. They don't want to deal with the maintenance. So they buy two, sometimes three, sometimes one-year-old vehicles, and they give them to their support staff.
Makes a lot of sense. So, you mentioned the price savings, but there's got to be some other advantages that you offer over the typical retail dealer.
Yeah, the fact that they don't have to go to the showroom, for one.
you mean your client does not?
My client does not. Yeah. They wouldn't set foot in it.
Sure.
And as long as they could acquiesce to my ability to pick winners, there's some great savings on those. And all they have to do is come and pick it up. It'll be detailed, serviced, and away they go.
So any other testimonials you'd like to give us, some success stories from folks? You mentioned that business that you dealt with, but something tells me you've got a lot of great stories to tell us.
Yeah, I shipped a Lexus to Seattle, and the woman that received it, she could have purchased one from her local Lexus dealer in Seattle. And instead, she bought it for me. I shipped it across the country for less than she could buy it for in Seattle. And she was tickled, and she referred me to her neighbor. So I shipped a Volkswagen Targ diesel.
Oh, wow.
To Seattle.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And I just shipped a 2019 Volvo to Pennsylvania. So where I come from, so I know the area well, and I ship all over the U.S.
Yeah, it strikes me your business is a great example of the power of 21st century communications and technology, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of social marketing. That's,
sure.
That's really where it's going.
Well, and in terms of finding those vehicles too, right? So
yes.
you're able to kind of patch yourself into all these different auctions and figure out where the bargains are.
That's correct. Yeah.
So what I've got to ask you, what is the most unusual request that you've gotten for a vehicle?
I got a request for it. This is back in 2015. I got a request for a Porsche. It was a 911 S4, but this guy was really particular. And he wanted a 7-speed manual transmission. That was kind of hard to find, and I found him one with 900 miles on it.
Wow!
Yeah, it was in Pennsylvania. He still has it.
Folks, if you want a great car, send Gerald to Pennsylvania. It sounds like that's the common that's the common theme here is going to Pennsylvania with Gerald, right?
That's the largest auction in the world. It's 6 times the size of the one here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned some pretty high-end cars, luxury cars, but you deal across the board with a lot of different vehicles, right?
I do. I do Toyotas, Hondas, Lexus, you name it. If it's under warranty, I'm pretty much all over it. And again, I can cherry pick. So I pick my rule is if it's good enough for me or my mother, it'll be great for you.
Outstanding. Gerald Potts. Gerald is with Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers. He is Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers, right?
Why, yes, I am.
If you call this number that he's about to give you, you'll get Gerald. But Gerald, for those that want more information, want to talk to you about the car they want, how do they do that?
Yes, I can be reached at 770-754-0089. My email address is myriadmotorsports@gmail.com. And I have 2 websites. The one is that shows all my updates. That is mmab.business. Business is spelled out. And that one will link you to my second website.
Excellent. Gerald Potts with Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, John.
Absolutely. So, folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show and all our old shows in our archive if you go online to northfultonbusinessradio.com, you can find our archive there. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. I could go on and on down the list. There's more and more podcast apps that pop up every day, it seems. But we're on those apps as well. So if you want to pull out your phone and pick out your favorite podcast app, just search for North Fulton Business Radio, and you can find all our shows there and subscribe to us as we drop shows on our platform. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, North Fulton BRX. That's also a great place to connect with us as well. So I want to thank our guest again, Larry Cole with OTA, Online Technology Associates, and Gerald Potts with Myriad Motorsports Auto Brokers. For Larry and Gerald, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.